Very happy to have with us right now from the Seattle Times, Bob Candota. And Bob, we want to talk with you, of course, about Paul McQuiston, the offensive guard, free agent that the Browns have signed. What are the Browns getting in McQuiston?
Well, they're getting a player who's dependable and reliable anyway. He started a lot of games for the Seahawks. I don't know that he was their best line there at all. You know, he was sort of in a rotation at guard, at left guard, for a lot of the year with James Carpenter, and then he had to play left tackle when Russell Okung got hurt. So he was, he was a guy they could count on to do a lot of things. I think they really trusted him to sort of know what the offense was and all that kind of stuff. I think in terms of pure ability, I think they felt like there's probably they had some better guys. And, you know, that's part of why as far as I know, they didn't try to re-sign him at all.
So Bob, it looks like this is the perfect free agent situation for McQuiston, that, you know, he's looking at the Seattle situation and they're probably bringing other people in. And he comes to a situation here where he's needed and he'll probably go right in at right guard and probably start at right guard. He has a great opportunity to play here.
Yeah, sounds like it. And I think he was sort of being forced to look elsewhere. So I'm sure at that point he wanted to do that. I know he spent a little bit of time with Cleveland in 2010,
right,
for a few weeks there. And I don't know if there's anybody left in the organization that was there then. I don't know if that had anything to do with anything. But at least he's sort of familiar with the city and things like that. It does sound like a good situation for him.
Well, one of the things that speaks well about McQuiston is the running game that the Seahawks have with Marshawn Lynch. How do you see that translating to the Browns with Ben Tate and the Kyle Shanahan zone blocking offense?
Yeah, 2 points on that. The Seahawks also do a lot of zone blocking, so he'll be very familiar with that. So from that standpoint, he should be able to hit the ground running. The Seahawks were a much better run blocking team last year than pass blocking, and McQuiston, people would tell you, was much better at run blocking than pass blocking. So if that's sort of what they're looking for him there, then that makes sense. He struggled a little bit when he had to go play left tackle in place of Russell Okung. That was that midseason stretch when the Seahawks had some real issues with their offense and their offensive line, probably more than people on the outside would think. You know, Russell Wilson was sacked 44 times last year, which is pretty amazing total for a team that wins the Super Bowl. So McQuiston was sort of being forced to play out of position then, but to his credit, you know, he didn't complain about it, and, you know, he was the guy they trusted to go do that.